There are so many cases, especially into things that no bhakti, but we think that, oh, it is good. And we are involved and our life is disturbed. So we should know what are the characteristics of Supra Bhakti and how we can do that.
So Arup Siddha Bhakti is when we are performing activities in relation to Krishna or for Krishna, but they are devoid of two important things. That is anukulya. There is not anukulya. That means this is not for the favor of Krishna, but rather it is done for our satisfaction or for our want. So we offer the result of our activities to Krishna. We do certain things, big programs and other things, and just like Navdeep Prabhu explained yesterday of that Brahmana in Prayag. He's doing that, very nice big arrangement, big festival, prasadam feeding to all the devotees, and himself doing cleaning for the service of Lord, and himself cooking prasadam for the Thakurji, and doing everything, but in the last, he offers that as the result of his duties to Krishna. So, he did whole activity which looked that it was very great degree of bhakti, a very good quality of bhakti, but when he offered it as a result of his activities for his well-being, he wanted gain out of that. So it becomes Arop Siddha Bhakti, that it is pretending, he is
attributed.
Yeah. So it's not Swarup Siddha Bhakti or pure bhakti. Then sometimes we are performing certain activities and they come under the category of Sangha Siddha Bhakti. An example is given of 26 qualities, and Sri Rupa Goswami Pada is mentioning that in the 11th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, when in the discussion with Nimi Maharaj, they are saying all these good qualities are very nice, like speaking truth, being tolerant to winter or summer seasons, doing good to all, being clean inside, outside, and all other good qualities which are mentioned. But if they are not connected with bhakti, then they are not bhakti. When they are connected with bhakti, then they fall under the category of Sangha Siddha Bhakti. Or another example is sometimes we are very afraid to come to sadhus, to meet sadhus, because our worldly situations of maybe parents and other belongings, they don't want us to. So we may lie, oh, I'm going to meet my friend, oh, I'm going to see a picture, but instead of that, I go and meet sadhu. So this is speaking lie, but because this is connected with bhakti, so it becomes Sangha Siddha Bhakti. So in a sense, bhakti is so powerful that even these things, which otherwise would give us results which are not good for us, both ways, either sinful or pious, but when they are in relation with bhakti, they become Sangha Siddha Bhakti. But our acharyas are telling us that we have to raise our platform from these two levels and we have to situate ourselves in Swarup Siddha Bhakti. So when all these activities, which is Shravan, Smarana, Kirtan and Vandan, Navada Bhakti, all these parts are done with the intention when we are in the sadhak platform, then we want to perform these activities to attain bhava, bhava bhakti. And when we are in the level of bhava, then we perform these activities solely to attain prema bhakti, then it becomes Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Otherwise, it is sometimes jnana, Sangha Siddha, or sometimes Arup Siddha.
Arup Siddha means something
don't
which...
Don't begin from Arup Siddha. Otherwise you cannot explain. Come from Swarup Siddha. Then you can explain. What is Swarup Siddha Bhakti? First we should know. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnushman, Adhshevam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dashtra, Saptara, Atmavedam. Our Sadhu Sanganam, Kirtan, Bhagavat, Shravan, Matura, Bhakti, Mukte, Sardaya, Sivan. Our Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnushman, our only one doing Param Vijayatri, Vikrishna.